This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe, and it's time to play the puzzle. I'm really excited, as you can tell. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
Will, so remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener David Yanover of South Pasadena, California. I said, take the name of a certain vegetable, move the 7th, 5th, and 6th letters in that order to the front of the word, and phonetically you'll name another vegetable. What vegetables are these? And the answer was kohlrabi. Move those letters, you get phonetically broccoli.
That's a tough one. That would have been a stickler. So we've received more than 1,400 correct responses, and the winner is Adriana Duffy-Horling from Cupertino, California. Congratulations, Adriana, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
So how did you figure it out?
Well, I started by just the brute force trial and error method of thinking of a lot of vegetables and rearranging the letters, which didn't work out. So eventually I switched to focusing on the last few letters of what would be the second vegetable.
And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle? I understand that you are passing on knowledge to others.
I am a law professor.
Adriana, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I can't very well back out now.
No, we've got you. You're locked in. Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Adriana, every answer today is the name of a well-known movie. I'll give you rhymes for the respective words in the movie's titles. You name the movies. For example, if I said Palace Wires Shrub, you would say Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay.
Number one is Cleverly Phil's Shop.
Cleverly
Phil's.
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop is it. Diving This Crazy.
Driving Miss Daisy.
That's fast. You didn't even need to write that down. Best Wide Quarry.
Quarry?
Uh-huh. Q-U-A-R-R-Y. Uh-huh. It's a classic movie, and there is a new version out right now.
Best Wide Quarry. Rest something? Rest?
It's not rest. Not go right. Later, go later in the alphabet for that first letter.
Test.
Later.
Vest.
Later.
West Side Story.
West Side Story. You got it. How about this? Terrace Jewelers May Cough.
Terrace Jewelers May Cough. May. Terrace.
Yeah.
Jewelers.
Terrace Jewelers May Cough. Here's my secret to solving these. Get rid of the initial sounds. Just think of Eris Ullers A Off. Does that help?
Eris Ullers. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You
I love
got
that
it.
Movie.
See? My little trick worked.
It did.
Thank you. And here's your last one. Might Glenn Plant Stump?
Might Glenn Plant Stump?
Plant Stump, yeah.
Might Glenn and ump.
Yeah. Ite and ump.
Ite and. Ite and ump. It's not Forrest Gump.
No.
not enough words there. Ite and ump.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you a hint. The first word is white. Does that help?
Oh, white men can't jump.
White men can't jump.
Thanks for the hint.
Good job.
So how do you feel?
Well, relief, like everybody else who plays the puzzle.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Adriana, which member station do you listen to?
I am a proud sustaining member of the best public radio station in the country, KQED.
Okay, well, I'm sure they will be glad to hear that. Adriana Duffy-Horling from Cupertino, California, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Joseph Young, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. Let A equal 1, B equal 2, C equals 3, etc. Think of a 5-letter word, whose letter values add up to 51. Now, take this word's last two letters, add their values, for example, A and C would total 4, change these two letters to the single letter of the alphabet that represents their total, in this case, D, and the result will be a new word that is the opposite of the original. What words are these?
Okay, so that's some math in there, too, it feels like.
There's a little arithmetic, yeah. Oh,
okay, well, look, so for all you smart people out there, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Aisha.